This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Here's the telephone number. I'm going to give this to you so you can jot it down and pick up the phone and actually do what the show asks you to do. Tell us what's on your mind. You want to know. That's why it's the name of the show. 800-228-0550. You could text Todd. Kind of makes Todd's day go when you're texting him. And a lot of you have been today. We'll take more. 701-226-8503. Got enough battery power to get through the show, Todd? With all the texts that are pouring in. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen.
Of course.
Yeah, there you go. You're good to go. We have Manny answering your calls when you phone us up. Todd taking the text. So all in the family. Ready to chat with you here on What's on Your Mind today. The great Ravati, our producer. We're raring to go. Bottom of the hour, Senator Nicole Pullman will be here. She's the running mate for... With, rather, Wayne Stengem, gubernatorial Republican primary race coming up on 1 week from today, matter of fact. And so this will be our last one-on-one today with Nicole. We have the Talk Radio Town Hall debate between Doug Burgum and Wayne Stengem next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow. No, wait a minute. That's this Friday. The election is a week from Tuesday. Yeah, it's Friday. We'll do the Talk Radio Town Hall debate. So mark that on your calendars, okay? That's this Friday. And then Tuesday, the 14th, your chance to let your voice be heard and vote on that race and others as well that are on the ballot. Measure one on the corporate farming exemptions, allowing hog and dairy operations. It's not a yes or no on corporate farming. It's a yes or no on whether some exemptions that the state legislature passed should stand, which would allow more hog and dairy operations. And by the way, last time I checked, a lot of farmers grow things that hogs and dairy cows eat. So it's a good thing. Anyway, the corporate farming debate is a separate debate, and it sounds like a judge will handle that later on. All right, so let's get back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. And your text, welcome, as I said, at 701-226-8503 as well. We had a question about Donald Trump in the middle of another firestorm. They're pretty much daily for Donald Trump. This one related to his comments about a judge handling a civil case on Trump University. Question I asked is, you know, anything here different than anything you've seen before from Donald Trump? Or did he cross the line here? As some have suggested, even Newt Gingrich, who... to this point, had been even considered a vice presidential running mate of Donald Trump. By the way, I think he's out of that running now as well. Also want to talk about the term career politician and the term status quo. How do you view those in North Dakota? You know, I'm not fond of career politicians in Washington, D.C. that have been there for decades, for whatever reason, or the status quo in most things, because it just suggests the way it is fine. But in North Dakota, you know, for one, status quo pretty good, right? And to the extent we have quote unquote career politicians, pretty close to the people in North Dakota, you can bounce them out. But that has been a key point of the governor's race, and it isn't how I'm viewing this governor's race. In my mind, this governor's race, Republicans and folks that go to the polls on June 14th can't go wrong. You can't, you know, whatever one wins is going to be fine. I really believe that. I don't think there's a good candidate or a bad candidate in this. Obviously, if you're a partisan in one of the campaigns, and trust me, there are plenty, and a lot of thin-skinned folks out there, but that's what happens in the middle of campaigns. People get a little hypersensitive and you know, start hanging on every word, and you know, I guess it's perfectly acceptable. I don't have to subscribe to it, and I don't. But I back away from it a little bit and say, you know, it's an interesting choice. It really is. You have a business leader who has got a business record that is beyond reproach, okay, and who is saying, I would do things a little bit differently. I would, you know, sort of, I don't know, blow it up isn't the right word, but just, you know, totally, you know, zero-based budgeting and go back to some things that are sort of Ed Schaefer-like-esque, which I guess is one of the reasons Ed Schaefer has said he's going to vote for Doug Burgum. All right, that's Doug Burgum. In Wayne Stengem's case, you have, okay, a guy that has been there a long time. Nick Smith did, I guess they call it sort of like a bio piece in the Bismarck Tribune over the weekend. And in it, he's talking about, this is Wayne Stengem now, talking about a plan to look at prison reform as one of his top priorities, in addition to education, public safety, and tax relief as well. But in it, he talked about, what's the exact phrase that I'm looking for here? Talked about, he didn't apologize for his time in government. Didn't back away from the idea that he's been doing what he's been doing for a long time. I have it here. I should have highlighted it because now I can't find it. I'll find it here a little later on. But that's what I want to ask you. I mean, the status quo career politician, is that a bad thing? Is that something you go to the polls saying, I don't like how things are now? Kind of hard to say that in North Dakota, isn't it? I mean, you could say, okay, this spending's been a little much, or should have budgeted a little differently, priorities a little different, you know, but I don't think we go to the polls in North Dakota saying it's bad here. Wrong track, right? We're on the right track. I think we go to the polls saying who would be the best leader going forward. Given the circumstances we have, who would be the best leader? And you have someone that has been there, done that in the legislature, and been part of the governing body, if you will, of the Industrial Commission, the three-member commission that governs, you know, the Bank of North Dakota and oil and gas and much of what makes North Dakota go, in Wayne Stengem. And you have a business leader and, you know, energetic person in Doug Burgum. Two good choices. I think that's a good thing. I don't think it's a bad thing. I really don't. But I want your take. All right. Jamie and Bismarck, thanks for waiting. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, I'll try and hit a couple of your things here. A career politician, being a bad thing depends on what kind of politician. Is a career politician like Jeff Sessions is just fine with me. But a career politician like Hillary Clinton, I'm not fine with. So I don't know. I guess that's just your personal opinion of what a good or bad career politician is.
Right. I mean, some people argue there's experience that comes with a career politician that you need. You, Jamie, and me, we need as citizens. But for them, you know, I think there's some experience there. If I'm Doug Burgum, I'd make the point that I'm from the private sector, right? That I don't rely yeah. on a government check. So, you know, but I think North Dakotans have two choices there that are very good. It isn't like a career politician who's been terrible. Wayne Stengem's been a good attorney general. He was a good legislator. He's a good person. Okay. He isn't bad. It's just it's a matter of degrees of, okay, which skill set are you looking for and which one do you think we best need? I think that's a pleasant choice. I don't think that's a, you know, us versus them kind of deal.
Yeah. I know. And, Newt Gingrich, I still remember Newt Gingrich after a couple years of Obama. He was on Bill O'Reilly's show, and the guy figured he was just shocked that Obama was that far left. He didn't know where that came from the guy. So Newt Gingrich's judgment, I lost respect for that guy a long time ago. And then, you know, this email you read about this person saying, wow, it's just La Raza. You know, it's La Raza for lawyers. Wow. What if some guy was in the KKK for lawyers? How would that be? Would you try and separate that? Dude, there's no separating that. La Raza, you look into the stuff they advocate for and what they've done. I mean, it's basically a hate white man, hate America group as far as I'm concerned. And Trump has to bring it up that this guy is a Mexican and he's part of that. Just because he was born here doesn't mean he can't be a racist. And there's plenty of racists that were born in America that don't like white people.
I'm going by what Donald Trump said on this, Jamie, but some texter here is saying there are two different groups. Kirill has no affiliation with the National Council of La Raza, they write. He is a member of La Raza Lawyers of California, a.k.a. the Latino Bar Association of California. They have absolutely no affiliation with the National Council of La Raza. The facts matter. Trump confused the two groups, and everyone is just repeating him instead of doing their own research.
Yeah, so Stormfront and the KKK, they got two different views on white supremacy, too, right? They're not affiliated. Give me a break. There's lawyers for Stormfront. They advocate for the same thing. I guarantee you, if somebody digs into it, that's got to be a liberal sending that in. Give me a break. You're not, that doesn't fly with me.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Donald Trump believes a judge is being biased against him because Donald Trump has some policies that are not popular amongst Hispanics. Look what the Mexican government said about the guy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, now, I mean, Trump's right. He's 100% right. I guarantee it.
Yeah, but my point is, so what? He's giving his opinion that the judge is biased based on his, based on the fact that he is Hispanic. And I might add, you know, we can add this group in here, if in fact that's factual. Who, even if you say, well, that group's a different group and they're all about, you know, mom and apple pie, the point is, Donald Trump believes the judge is against him based on his policies. He's saying that. Just say you agree or you disagree. I don't think you condemn him over it or think he's not fit to be president. I think it's kind of crazy.
I think he's 100% right, Scott. You have a great day.
You as well, Jamie. Steve, when we come back, and others welcome at 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths, and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
By our friends that bring you the best night's sleep on the planet Earth, My Pillow. And we, for our listeners, have a great deal. The 4-for-1 deal is back. It's the classic 4-pack combo for $99.98. What that means is for under $100, you get four pillows. $160 is off. the bottom line price. That's how much you save. Two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, or you can get the two-for-one deal on the premium pillow, save 50% on that deal. Phone them up at 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code SCOTT. Four-for-one deal, not available in stores. And remember, if you see one in stores, it's not a classic pillow like the one we give you here. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT to get the great deal. Steve, you're next on What's On Your Mind on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about, I really feel like Trump is right. And, you know,
did you say Trump is right, Steve?
No, he is right. He's 100% right.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've gotten away from, I don't like all this PC, man. That's America.
Hey, Steve, I you seriously sound like you're calling from the planet of, I don't know, Mars or the moon or somewhere. It's just, seriously, the lunar landing had better connections. So maybe, I don't know if it's a hands-free deal or if we just have a bad connection, but I'm going to put you on hold and have Manny chat with you, see if we can't improve that so I can hear what you're saying. Joe in Lemoore County, you're next on What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. How are you, Scott? Great show.
Good, sir.
Hey, I'm calling about this ad the Republican Party has out as far as trying to convince us to vote for Matt Fogel.
I think that, you know, the Republican Party has kind of
expanded our government. I stay way too high. And as far as I'm trying to convince me to vote for their candidates, I think they're wrong. So I'm going to change my vote to Bergen now.
Okay, I'm not getting everything you're saying, but I think I heard you say something to do with an ad as you changing your vote to Burgum. Is that what you told me?
Yeah, the Republican Party has an ad saying that if you're a Republican, you have to vote the way that they want you to vote.
If you're a Republican, you have to vote the way they want you to vote. Where, like on television, radio, newspaper, in the mail? Where have you seen this ad, Joe?
Of the candidates that they've chosen, you know, and...
Hey Joe, are you on a hand? Are you hands free? Are you hands free right now?
Yeah.
Like on your phone? Are your hands free, or are you talking into the phone?
I am talking into the phone.
Okay, that's better. Yeah, just move it a little bit. Now it sounds like it was just in a bad position where I couldn't hear you. Where did you see or read this ad?
Well, they have the Republican Party has the. Ad for Centrum that they voted for. They want us to vote for Centrum because that's the way the Republican Party has chosen.
Right. I think what they're probably saying is he was the nominated candidate, which he was at the convention.
Right. They're trying to coerce him into, you know, because I'm a Republican, I should vote for him.
But where was the ad? I'm curious where you saw this.
Turn on the radio all kinds of different times.
Okay, you're listening to it.
The party comes out to support of Centrum. And because you're a Republican, you should vote for him.
Well, I see. You don't like that. You don't like being told that. I think the ad is factual in that it's. I think it says something about he's endorsed by the Republican Party or something when referring to Wayne Stenger. But you're taking it as them telling you how to vote, Joe. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Yeah. I can make up my own mind. And I thought that ad was kind of bad, but that's just my first opinion.
All right. So you're switching to Burgum, you say.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's,
you know, and we need term limits and go Trump.
And go Trump, okay. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call. Sorry we didn't have the best connection there. Kind of hard to decipher what you're saying. You bet. Joe in Lemoore County. Kevin in Montana. Glad you're listening on What's On Your Mind.
Okay. When I was telling your guy that Trump needs to listen to the Fifth Amendment, I was meaning... Stop answering questions about it, all the other crap going on. Answer, you know, say, this is what I want to do, this is what's going to happen, and forget all the personal crap.
Personal crap meaning like this attack
Trump
on the
University,
judge?
Yeah. And all of the, all of the Hillary bashing and she's bashing him, but we're not getting anything of what anybody's going to do.
Well, I think what you're speaking of is the discipline that a politician normally has, right? And the Trump just doesn't possess that. He doesn't, you know, in other words, he's going to say what he's going to say. I agree with you. I think it'd be better for Donald Trump that we not be talking about his dislike of this judge over the Trump University case. I'd rather he be talking about Hillary being under federal investigation for the emails. But it's kind of just not him. You know, he's going to. And by the way, the only other thing I'd say, Kevin, you a lot of times don't have that luxury. If a reporter says, "I'm going to ask you about this, this judge in the Trump University case," you can't say, "I'm not talking about it." I mean, he could. I wish he would. Honestly, I do. I think it'd be. Because while I appreciate the fact that he doesn't follow the usual rules, I think he could be using the time he gets to talk about things that would further advance the cause of his victory in November over Hillary Clinton. That's what I would say. And why not say, look, it's a litigation. I'm not going to talk about litigation. I hope to have it resolved. I believe I'll win, and that's all I'm saying. That's what you're saying, right?
Absolutely. Now one question that I would like, if you could answer it, I did the math, because 13 states can elect a president, and Hillary could possibly get elected with less than 30% of the popular vote. How can we get past that? Because she owns all the cities.
Yeah, that's where it takes some work. That's why I'm glad Donald Trump has said all along he doesn't plan to, give up in California or New York or some of these places that normally are never on the map for Republicans. You know, I think that's why I am excited about Donald Trump's candidacy, because I think we have an opportunity to see not the norm, you know, where we're fighting over Ohio and Florida and we got to get them. We just cede everything to the others to her, where we actually, can fight some other places and get some votes that we otherwise wouldn't get.
Right. I don't know. It's just, when I was teaching, I told the kids the Fifth Amendment isn't just a right, it's good advice. I'd have been in a whole lot less trouble a lot of times if I'd have just shut up.
No, I don't think there's any doubt about that, but you know what? If Donald Trump shut up, he wouldn't be Donald Trump.
Right.
Thank you. I just don't know any other way to say it. I think that's just kind of his M.O. Totally his M.O. Do we get a better connection to Steve? Steve, let's try this quickly. Are you there, Steve?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now I can hear you a little better. That's the good news. The bad news is we have a break coming up, so you're first to go when we come back from the break before our conversation with Nicole Pullman. If you have a question for her, get those in, too, or text them in, 701-226-8503, or call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
How much time do you spend in the bathroom? Your bathtub, your shower, we use it every day. We're in there a lot of hours every single week. Why not make it the best? Well, guess what? You can. Take your old tub or shower out and replace it the same day when you call Bath Planet of North Dakota. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. I'd love for you to call and get a free, no-obligation estimate. When you do, you'll get a $500 gift certificate if you tell them I sent you. That's right. Just say, Scott sent me. I want that $500 gift certificate. So if I decide to do this, I get $500 off. It's a great way to go. Comes with a lifetime warranty, good housekeeping, seal of approval. And again, they can do this in as little as a day. 8 different wall patterns to choose from, 19 colors to choose from, their walk-in tubs. The freedom to bathe in your own home is a big deal. Call now, 701-552-3289, 701-552-3289, or go online to bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I will be off for a couple of days, but you'll be in good hands. John Tran of DeMarl. He was the delegate that put Donald Trump over the edge, over the top for the presidential nomination. How about that? You can talk about that. Gary Emanuel on Wednesday on the program. I'm back Thursday, and then Friday we host that Republican primary governor's debate. Wayne Stengem and Doug Burgum together on the program. Looking forward to that. We're going to chat with Nicole Pullman in a moment once we get through these calls that have been waiting to chat here. And I'll also tell you that my friends at PetroServe USA help America fuel better. How do they do that? Well, for one, they connect up North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that helps main streets all across North Dakota. It's a great way to go. And they give you choices at the pump, E10 all the way up to E85. Come on in, though, and get registered. Each week's brand new week, so brand new way to win the $50,000 giveaway that's happening at PetroServe USA. That's nice. And also the 4 for $4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce ring, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4. Now that is one heck of a deal. Yeah, no kidding. All right, Steve, we'll try, because it sounds like we can hear you a little better. Tell me what's on your mind. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Listen, I think what Donald Trump is making politicians wake up to is you got to be in touch with the people. And the people have things on their mind. And they say what the man is saying, what people are thinking. I'm an African-American. I don't see him as a racist. You know, he's just speaking what people are thinking. And some of the things he's thinking, I'm thinking the same thing. Some of the things he's saying, I'm thinking and saying the same thing. So I think politicians need to get more in touch with the people and then quit being so politically correct, because the politicians back in the old days, they used to say nasty things about one another and say what people was thinking. What's wrong with that?
I'm with you, Steve. We're sitting here $20 trillion in debt and then having an argument whether Donald Trump should have been nicer to a judge. I think it's, come on. And that's why he is where he is in my mind. Jason Williston, last one before we go to our next guest on What's on Your Mind, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, a couple things. First of all, I appreciate that the people value decorum in politics, but I agree that that shouldn't be something that we're as concerned about as certain people want to make us concerned about. And I think that the people who scream the loudest about decorum are the ones who have the least of it, it seems. One thing I wanted to point out is that Donald Trump actually has even more ammo in the Cook and Hillary department than perhaps a lot of people realize. There is not just the email investigation now. There are also, I believe, 2 other investigations regarding public corruption and conflict of interest. One of them, I believe they're separate investigations. One of them pertains to a university, which I've forgotten the name of. that paid Bill Clinton $16.7 million over the course of a year or two to give speeches promoting the university. Seems a little pricey until you realize that during that time, there were monies funneled to, public monies funneled to that university to the tune of about $50 million, which is just plain corruption. And there's another incident involving sale of arms to a nation state, and the company, I can't remember the exact details, but the company that wanted to make the sale was wining and dining the Clintons while Hillary was Secretary of State to try to get the deal approved because she was the one who had to approve it. What do you know? It got approved after a whole bunch of millions got funneled to the Clintons. So,
there's good, all good points, all good points, dirty. Jason. And you know, here's the deal. I think there's so much fatigue from all the laundry list of erroneous, activities of Hillary Clinton that a lot of that gets ignored when it shouldn't be. Good points. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. All right, we are pleased to welcome to the program Nicole Pullman. She is a teacher at Bismarck Century. She is a state senator, and she is the running mate of Wayne Stengel. Last of our one-on-one chats with the candidates ahead of next Tuesday's election. Nicole, nice to have you back. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. I am actually calling you from the Tower City Cafe here. I'm on my way to Grand Forks today for the Girl State Week up at the University of North Dakota, and I'm on my way to serve on a Women in Government panel with Cindy Schreiber Beck out of Wapison and Jessica Unruh out of Beulah. Jessica Hake out of Jamestown and Kylie Overson out of Grand Forks. So I'm looking forward to an afternoon of girl power and having a little banana cream pie on my way.
Girl power, I love it. Well, your girl power will be fueled nicely by a stop at Tower City because it doesn't get any better than the travel plaza
really,
there.
Did,
yeah.
It really doesn't. It really doesn't. We just love to stop here whenever we can. So
slice of pie, you know, banana bread,
pie,
yeah,
cup of coffee.
You
know,
all the good
sitting
stuff.
Next to this elderly couple who came in for their anniversary. They're having breakfast together, eating breakfast for their anniversary, and the waitress was said, "So I'm going to give you 10% off your tab then." I mean, it just doesn't get any better than North Dakota cafes.
I was asking the listeners earlier about the terms career politician and status quo, which have played a prominent role in the back and forth in this governor's race. And obviously the term career politician is directed to your running mate, Wayne Stengel, because he's been, attorney general since 2000 and before that in the legislature. Is there anything to apologize for? I mean, do we in North Dakota, do we look down upon career politicians in your mind?
No, absolutely not. And I think that the difference between North Dakota and so many other states that our legislature is a citizen legislature. I am a teacher by trade, and once every other year I go make laws, and then I have to go back to my real world and my real job and abide by them. And so the length of time that they discuss certainly is not indicative of a career in politics. Certainly Wayne Stengel has dedicated his life to public service, but he has been attorney general for the past 15 years, and you look around and there are quite a few people that are very popular around the state who have served that long. And so I think it's an incredible asset, especially at a time when we are weathering the storm of cyclical oil prices and commodity prices. We are in need of someone who has the expertise, someone who has been here before. Many people forget that Wayne was in the citizen legislature in the 80s when we struggled before. And so he knows what lessons they learned at that time, and he can definitely be the one to offer his expertise, his institutional memory, and his experience in weathering this again.
Questions or comments for Senator Pullman are welcome. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503 on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Eileen in Fargo, go ahead for Nicole Pullman.
Hello, Nicole. I have just a couple questions. Wayne says that he wouldn't have changed anything with the current budget. Do you agree with him? And as a member of the legislature, do you take partial responsibility for the $1 billion-plus budget deficit? And would have you done anything differently looking back now?
That's a great question, because when you see that ad, that comment is actually taken out of context, because he mentioned that at the time we did the best with the information that we had, and that ad pulls that quote out of context. We prepared for decades for a very situation. The legislators learned many valuable lessons. It created many different savings accounts. And so we were fully prepared to take on any shortfall. And as we saw the prices of oil going down, we were ready to change our budget. And you noticed that between the beginning of the session and the end of the session, we adjusted our projections and spent accordingly. No one predicted what would happen. And so the idea that someone with 2020 hindsight can come in and say that they would have done something so much differently is just inaccurate. We didn't know how low oil would go or how long it would be low. Even OPEC didn't know that this would happen. And so for someone to now come across and say that they would have done differently or known better than all of the rest of us is, again, someone who just has the benefit of 2020 hindsight.
Thanks for the call, Eileen. Texter here says, I've lost it now. Please ask Nicole, if something would ever transpire and she found herself governor of North Dakota, what qualifies her for this position?
Well, I have been in the Senate for 2 sessions now, and so I am very familiar with the legislative process, the structure of government. I have served on a variety of committees, and so it has given me a viewpoint into a number of different facets of state government. I have served on the Human Services Committee. I have served on the Education Committee. I have served on the Industry, Business, and Labor Committee and the Government and Veterans Affairs Committee. And so all of that combined really gives me a good insight into how government works and how we can best take a look at the challenges that we face and find practical solutions.
Now another call, Mark in Fargo for Nicole Pullman on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, this is Mark. Wayne Syndrome has repeatedly dodged the question of supporting Trump. And only at last week's debate did he stumble over saying Trump's name, and even then he didn't even say it as an endorsement. Now, Mr. Syndrome is a delegate to the National Convention, and will have to take an active role in choosing the Republican nominee. Are you willing to be more direct than Wayne and directly endorse Trump, or do you have problems with him that you'd like to talk about?
I am in the anyone but Hillary camp.
You're in the what camp?
Pardon? She said, I'm in the anyone but Hillary camp. Is that an endorsement for Trump then?
I know how much the Republicans have to lose if we lose this election.
But some people were critical of Wayne for not, I guess Doug was on the stage, saying his name. I mean, is there a problem with his name? I mean, he's the nominee, right?
He seems to be the nominee, and so we need to support our nominated candidate, which is ironic.
Right. So does that mean you want to support Donald Trump and you endorse him as president, or is it just like a last choice you want to avoid having Hillary?
It means that that's who we have as a Republican candidate, and we need to support the Republican candidate because Hillary Clinton will be devastating for the state of North Dakota and our energy industry. She has terrible plans for the future of fossil fuels, and we desperately need to defeat Hillary Clinton.
All right, Mark, thanks for the call and the question. A couple other texts waiting. Last chance to get your comments in. We have one more segment with Nicole Pullman. She is a state senator from Bismarck. She is a teacher at Bismarck Century and a running mate of Wayne Stengem for governor. On the ballot, 1 week from tomorrow. More of our conversation after this time out. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
Distracted driving is when you do or participate in any activity that takes your eyes, your hands, your mind off of the task of driving. And, of course, the number one instrument used in today's world to do that is a smartphone. It's when we reach for something on the floor, reach for something that is behind the seat, or, obviously, look completely down and read something or do an activity where we aren't paying any attention to what's going on in front of us is where we go into a dangerous situation where there may be no recovery time. Sometimes the simplest task that we do in our vehicles instantly can turn into a tragedy.
To learn about NDSC programs aimed at reducing distracted driving injuries and fatalities in North Dakota, visit ndsc.org/traffic safety. That's ndsc.org.
Everyone's a winner at PetroServe USA. $50,000 given away at PetroServe USA. Tell you more about that in a minute. When I need to fill up the tank, I look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. Why? These are the good folks that are out there to help Main Street, too, because they connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And it works, and it gives you choice at the pump. Right now, you can register for $50,000 from PetroServe USA. Register weekly to be one of 1,000 winners. That's right. You have to register every single week. Remember that. Don't forget the 4 for $4 special. That's the hot stuff pizza, fountain pop, and two cookies. Four items for $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. They also have the buy one, get one free deal on Car Wash Tuesdays. That's a great deal. And all month long, take advantage of Jack Link's Jumbo Steaks, only $1.79. King size Hershey candy bars for $1.09. And giant sunflower seeds, North Dakota made, only $1.39. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Back at What's on Your Mind. Chat with Nicole Pullman. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. Some calls waiting, some texts. We'll get to as many of you as we can in our final segment here. Let's go out to Williston. And Rachel, what's on your mind?
Hi, thank you for having me, Senator Pullman. I just wanted to say that I love seeing a woman running for office and on the North Dakota ballot, and that you are also encouraging more women to be a part of politics by speaking at the Girl State Panel in Grand Forks. Thank you so much for that. I also wanted to ask you about the pro-life issue and your views on it and its importance in this election.
I'm going to piggyback on Rachel's question with a texter here that says, I have two questions for Mrs. Pullman. Are you pro-life, and do you think it's important to have a woman on the ticket? So same questions as Rachel pretty much, so we'll get both in here.
Well, yes, I am pro-life. I voted for all of the bills that passed in the 2013 session, and Wayne defended them. So we're definitely the pro-life ticket in this race, and I have to tell you, some of the most powerful stops that I have made on the campaign trail have been to the St. Gianna's Fraternity Home and the Pregnancy Crisis Center up in Park River. These people are truly not just talking the talk, they are walking the walk of the pro-life movement. And it's an amazing facility down in Warsaw, North Dakota. They are taking in women from all over the country, and they're a unique facility because they'll take in women who already have children. And so they take care of them. They don't have hard and fast rules in terms of how long women can stay. They truly take them in and take care of them. And even after women have given up their babies for adoption or have decided to raise them themselves, they stay in the home for as long as they need to. And so it's been a powerful trip to see all of the places across the state that are really stepping up to help women when they need it most. So, yes, I am pro-life. And as far as having a woman on the ticket, I think that we just need to look for the most qualified candidates, men or women, east or west. We just need to look for the most qualified candidates. And certainly I love to see other women running, and I love to encourage other women to run because we just need to make sure that every perspective is heard. But I think we just need to look for the best candidate. It doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman.
All right. Jeff and Dickinson, you're next for Nicole Pullman. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, I appreciate you very much taking the tough questions, so thank you very much. I will tell you the last segment, the gentleman asked you whether you were voting for Trump or not. It seemed to me that I heard some political mumbo-jumbo on your answer, and that's what I think we're all tired of.
Okay.
That's all my statement.
I didn't know if the question was, am I endorsing him or am I voting for him? Am I voting for him? Yes, I'm voting for him. He is our endorsed Republican candidate, and people need to support the endorsed Republican candidate. It's so important for Republicans to unify at this point in time. We have too much to lose. I think forward to what could happen at the Supreme Court under a Hillary Clinton administration, and it scares me because it means that for the rest of my life, I would see a liberal force, and that makes me very nervous. In addition to the destruction that she would bring to our coal industry and the energy industry in general here in North Dakota. So it's important
Amen
for
to
all
that.
To unify. Yep. Very important
Thank
to
you.
Unify behind the Republicans. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that. Question. Ask Nicole about her opinion of TIF and people who use TIF districts.
Well, TIF districts and Renaissance zones are very different things. Renaissance zones are set up. John Dorso just had a great letter to the editor where he explained the reasoning behind and the design behind the original Renaissance zones. And I learned a lot from his letter because he talked about how the zones were designed to be small, right? That they would be in demand and that they would move around. And I think that maybe we have lost sight of that a little bit because we've expanded the size of those zones. So I think getting back to John Dorso's philosophy of making sure that they are small Renaissance zones that move around so that we really do choose the sort of decrepit portions of downtown areas to help develop areas that are really in tough shape. That was the whole purpose of it in the beginning, and I think we need to get back to that.
What specific cuts would you make to balance the budget, says another texter?
I'm sorry, pardon me?
What specific cuts would you make to balance the budget, says a texter?
Well, the specific cuts we would make, first of all, are in one-time spending. You have to remember that I was a co-sponsor of what we call the surge bill, which was over $1 billion of infrastructure that was sent out to Western North Dakota mostly, but certainly Eastern North Dakota received some of those funds as well. It was desperately needed infrastructure. And so that is one, you know, over $1 billion right off the top that comes off, and a lot of our other one-time spending easily comes off the top. I'm very supportive of Governor Dalrymple's 90% request from our agencies, and I really appreciate the fact that he left out human services because so much of their dollars are dependent on federal dollars as well. We need to make sure that we meet the federal match. They have far less discretionary income there, so I appreciate that he left that out. And, of course, K-12 education, we have the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund, so we don't have to worry as much about cutting K-12 education because we have a lot of money in the bank. That fund is close to $750 million. So we have a lot to draw upon for that as well. So there will be funding for our priorities in the next session, and we just have to make sure that we set those priorities clearly and work with the legislature to ensure that good Republican conservative principles win the day.
We're plumb out of time. Nicole, thank you so much. Nicole Pullman, candidate for the Lieutenant Governor candidate. See you, folks. God bless you. Bye-bye.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full-service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.